Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Sunday, the 21st of December 2025. Today's topic is Godliness with Contentment. Our text today is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 6 to 12. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Verse 12, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Our memory verse is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, Pursue. For thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Godliness is living in obedience to God's word and conforming to His will in all areas of life, while contentment is being satisfied with what God provides. Freedom from avarice indicates the absence of greed in a child of God. It was Seneca who declared that, He who is content with what he has, and does not covet what he has not, is truly rich. Much as it is not wrong to aspire for more achievements and better living conditions through gainful employment and God-given skills, we must not do that to the detriment of our souls. The get-rich-quick syndrome is common with youths today and must be avoided. It has led to so many criminal acts such as ritual killings for money and fame, examination malpractices, internet fraud, and related cybercrimes, as well as murder, banditry, and robbery. While we labor diligently to make ends meet, the litmus test for our Christian profession is godliness with contentment. Are you contented with what you have? Quote for the day, are you contented with what you have? The challenge for today is, the test of Christian virtue is godliness and contentment. Prayer, Lord, deliver from greed. In Jesus' name, amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.